This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Time to take a deep breath and clear your mind. It's time for a spiritual chat with Love Keras. Listen in now for insight, meaning and more. Love Keras, on now, only on RTFM.
Good morning. You're listening to Love Keras on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. And I'm very pleased to make an acquaintance. And if you don't know who I am, I'm kind of well known in the area. I'm a body worker, I'm a soul coach, and I do lots of spiritual affairs. So you may have met me at one of those in Stratford and Inglewood, and the new one in Bell Block as well. And I'm also the author of my own deck of oracle cards called Peace of Mind, an intuitive healing process. So today I am chatting with the lovely Nicola Jones. Hello, Nicola, how are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Thank you very much for coming today.
Good to be here.
Excellent. So we've been working together at these spiritual affairs for a few months now. And you've got some amazing products available, fair play. Tell me about what you do.
I'm a Reiki master.
Yeah.
So I see clients, both people and animals. And I make my products all from natural, good quality essential oils.
Yeah.
And I wrote down, I've been making them for 14 years.
14 years. You kind of know what you're doing these days then.
Yeah. I mean, it's evolved with me.
Yeah.
As I've evolved, they've evolved. And now I've sort of moved into more support for ascension.
Yes, so yes.
Aura sprays and sacred blends. Yeah, stuff like that.
I love that because that's what's much needed at the moment. There's so many of us waking up.
That's right.
And we need that support.
Yeah. And like essential oils are plant medicine.
Yeah. You know,
and they work beautifully with the emotions.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I love the journey that I've been on with my own natural medicine, because before I came to New Zealand, I knew nothing. I knew absolutely nothing. The only medical I knew was pharmacy. And I don't know if, you know, in the UK, you've got the NHS, yeah? So you go to the doctor, you don't have to pay. So everybody goes to the doctor because it's free.
Mm.
But the medications that people are piled with then, you don't know any different. So coming to New Zealand, and to be honest, I couldn't afford a doctor a lot of the times. It was either be sick or find alternative natural cures.
Mm.
And yeah, I was so lucky to be introduced to amazing people within my community who did that, and I learned so much, and I try to stay away from pharmaceutical these days. Sometimes you have to, but yeah, natural is absolutely 100% the way to go for me.
That's right. Yeah. I've always been into the natural medicines with my kids, and trained in a few different modalities to support them
when
they were babies. Yeah. So,
And that's it, isn't it? Especially these little tiny beings coming to Earth. The last thing you want is junk in the trunk.
That's right. That's dead right. Yeah. Yep. So, but
cool.
Yeah, they're used to me.
They're
used to me by now.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Ah, so what else do you do then?
So I've just recently been attuned as master.
Okay.
So that was finished off in May.
Yeah.
So I can now offer Reiki level 1 and level 2 to students. And so just building that the last half of this year.
Yeah.
So I've got a Reiki 1 coming up on Saturday the 8th.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's this weekend then. Excited. Yes. Are you fully booked?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Still some spaces.
Okay.
If it's calling to you,
yeah, if there's anybody wants to put their hands and give a bit of a dabble in Reiki, You're the one to get in contact with?
Yes, definitely.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, after the show comes on air, I will put a post up on Facebook and I'll tag you and your page in that. So if anybody is listening, and my page is called Love Keris, and yep, just join in and keep an eye on anything that's coming up, and I will definitely point a way to find you if that's what you want.
Thank you.
Excellent. Yeah. Oh, so I like to start my shows off with a little bit of music as well. So this is all about what songs that got some sort of meaning to you. Do you have a choice of song to start off with?
Yes, I do. I chose Life Uncommon by Jewel, and I listened to that song a lot during the COVID times.
Okay, okay.
And when there was a lot of fear going around,
yeah.
And just reminded me that I was free and I was sovereign,
yep.
And that to always choose where I flow my energy.
Yes.
Yes. So
awesome.
That's what I take from this song.
Ah, I don't know if I know this one. I will give it a listen. Thank you very much.
Don't worry, Mother. It'll be all right. Don't worry, sister, say your prayers and sleep tight, and it'll be fine, lover of mine, it'll be just fine, and lend your voices only to sound. To be free from, fill your lives with love and bravery, and you shall lead a life uncommon. I've heard your anguish, I've heard your heart's cry out. We are tired.
Thank you. Sam, I love that. I've heard a few songs by the Jewel in the past, but I can't say I've ever heard that one. I love that. Thank you very much. So, I am curious, what brought you into this path in the beginning? What started you on your journey?
I'll come back a little bit. During COVID, I had to pivot and change things up for both my kids and myself for what I did as a job. So I gave up teaching and I brought my children home and I homeschooled them, and we've been homeschooling ever since. But I also wanted to follow the spiritual side of me. So I started to find my tribe and joined a few sort of online groups during those times, and that's when I first came into contact in Taranaki with Reiki. Then I went to a sound event with Sarah Silver. She was hosting, and my hands activated during the sound event, and I said, "What is this?" And I got Reiki, and so I went pretty smartly off after that, and I trained in Reiki 1. And I just felt the passion for it. I felt that I had something to offer in this field, and went on to do Reiki 2 and started to see clients. But I used to live in Nelson. We lived there for 4 years, and that was the first time I actually came into contact with Reiki as a modality. I was all scheduled for a job interview, and it clearly wasn't the right path.
Not meant to be.
And next thing, I had Bell's palsy and was paralysed on one side of my face.
Yikes.
So I was dribbling.
I
couldn't talk. My face looked not very attractive, and I sought help from an osteopath who was an intuitive osteopath, and she held my head and said, "You need to go and see an energy healer, and you need somebody to help you with your heart chakra." And I'm like, "What is a heart chakra? what is Reiki?" So as it all turns out, there was a wellness fair on in Nelson, and so I went by myself. I just showed up there and I wandered until I saw someone. I actually went and heard her speak first. She did a talk, and then I went and talked to her later and said, "I need your help. I've been guided that I need to come and have some balancing with a Reiki master." And she said, "Jump on the table." And I went, no, that didn't feel aligned right now, because I thought, what is going to happen to me? I'm so glad I listened to that. So we just made an appointment. And honestly, I got on her table, I don't know, a week later, and I just broke apart. And I'm just so thankful I wasn't in a wellness with no privacy. And and I was cracked open from that moment. And I actually, I mean, by that time, my Bell's palsy had started to heal anyway. But boy, she helped me with balancing these chakras and just starting to unpeel the onion of trauma. And just some of it's not mine. Some of it's my ancestors. And, you know, it just, and I learned so much from her. And it wasn't a one and done. I saw her for quite a few months. And even then, in those times, this is going back 7 years now, she said to me, "Then you should train." And I'm like, "Oh, no."
This is what I get done to me, not what I do to others.
So, as the timing was right and we moved back to Taranaki, then I got my opening and haven't looked back. I'm passionate about it.
And that's the magical thing about this type of thing, though. We normally go through something so traumatic, to be able to, that we call them tower moments and yes. things like that. Yes. It's got to be something so traumatic that you literally put your hands out and say, someone got to help me. Yeah. Something come to my assistance because I know things ain't right just as they are right now.
That's right. Yep. And you know, because it's such an intuitive energy that you're dealing with, you get just right for you, you know, and it just channels through. I think I was probably the first client that the lady in Nelson had that had said, no, I'm going to come and see you.
And then
she was able to just help me in the moment, and it was perfect.
Perfect. Yeah. And that's the thing, that's the first time you sought your intuition, eh?
Yeah.
I'm going to just flick back a little bit to the homeschooling.
Yes.
Yeah, now, there's a huge audience that's listening to this, okay?
Yeah.
And they probably think you're nuts. Yeah? I done homeschooling as well, so this is why I'm asking these questions, okay? Because yes. I knew that I went against the flow. I went against the grain, and everybody within my circle, just put him in school, do this or that. The reason why I pulled him out of school was because I couldn't protect him. He's now being diagnosed with an intellectual disability, and I can pinpoint that to a time that he was in school and he was attacked by a child in his class. And he was only 4 or 5 year old at the time, and I couldn't protect him. And you send him to school, think they're going to be safe, but when you can't protect him. And I loved homeschooling. I loved to be able to take him to places and meet other children, and he's the most social child that I know.
Mm.
There's so much about homeschooling. And, what's your journey with the homeschooling?
Similar with the protection, and also I wasn't able to work in schools anymore myself, and I thought, this is not okay what's going down with the judgments and the division, and I didn't want that for my kids, and I didn't want them operating out of that system. Plus the very practical, hands-on boys.
Yeah.
And I was able to let them lead me.
Yeah.
So, look, the first 6 months was basically undoing...
Unschooling.
Undoing all the patterns and the moulds that I'd been in.
Yeah.
Because I'd been in the classroom.
Yeah.
And just let them come back to their... central pillar and learn who they are, what they actually think, instead of being told what to think and
absolutely,
how to think.
Absolutely. And you can turn anything into a lesson, no?
Yep. So they led and I followed.
Yeah.
And yes, there's definitely structure. I still like them to cover topics in maths and handwriting and the reading. There was definitely all that, but boy, they flourished when they got to follow their passion.
Yeah.
And it's 100% of the time hands-on.
Yeah.
And we've got a great workshop where I live, and older people around them.
Yeah.
Learning from the elders and learning how things work.
Yeah.
Taking things apart, putting them back together, design, create. Yeah. My 16-year-old, he's left home school and he now works.
Yeah.
But he basically developed his knife making skills.
Yes.
So he was a bladesmith and he still makes them in his spare time. But he won awards and all sorts.
And what a skill to learn. Yeah. And what a skill to have.
Yeah.
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 I wish I could homeschool now. Unfortunately, I'm a single mum and I've got to work.
Yep.
So for me, school is the babysitter. Unfortunately, it's not a nice way to say it, but I think homeschool children are far more superior than school educated, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because you take their joys and their passions and you turn that into a skill.
Yeah.
Like he was into Spider-Man. Everything was about Spider-Man. And from about when he was about 3-4 years old, I caught him at my mum's garden one day with his arm to the wall. And I said, "What are you doing?" He said, "There's a spider on the wall. I'm hoping he's going to bite me so I can turn into Spider-Man too." So, yeah, one of the lessons I got from that one is I had a friend who collects spiders. She's got lots of spiders, tarantulas and things like that. So I was able to take him to her house and actually physically see a spider. And she gifted him, what do they call him? The shed. He had the shed of a tarantula. Oh. He was able to hold the skin of a tarantula. And he remembered that, man. Give a lesson that they're interested in, they'll remember that.
Yeah. And I think with my guys, it's about because they're practical and they want to be functioning in their passion, for example, they know how to invoice, write out an invoice, a timesheet, all those sorts of things, because the 14-year-old, he loves chainsaws.
Yes.
And he has clients and he does services on whippersnippers and chainsaws and all those kind of lawnmowers. Yeah, so he's...
You're teaching him practical skills.
Yeah. But if I told him to write a story...
Yeah.
Not so keen.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he'll write out the timesheet.
Absolutely.
The diary and where he worked or what the address, all that stuff. Yeah.
Practical skills.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm. Yeah, I can honestly say there's not a day in my life that I've ever needed algebra.
That's it. I know. Even when I was teaching, it was... You leaned back on your practicums.
Yeah.
What you saw another teacher doing to manage a child or a class, not what you learnt about.
Yes, absolutely.
The philosophers and, yeah.
Absolutely. Mm. And so the homeschooling experience for you as well has taught you all everything that you need to know, because you were taking your own life and homeschooling yourself.
That's right. Yeah.
I love that we've got the opportunity to do that. And
yeah. And I think the relationship you get to build, because you know, I know my kids well, better than when they were at school, because we're living life together.
Exactly, exactly. Know?
And as something arises, and the talk around it, and you know them a lot better.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. That was a lovely little conversation. Awesome. Learned a lot more about you today.
Yeah.
Shall we play another song?
Yes. So sticking with that theme of kind of love, that love reigns and it unifies us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this song is called All the Love in the World by MC Yogi, and just offers comfort and inspiration. And focusing on the heart opening, which is what I was talking about before.
I love that. Thank you very much.
Wishing you all the love in the world. 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 Afraid it'll be okay.
And you're listening to Love Caris on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. And we are here wishing you all the love in the world as well. Such a beautiful, beautiful song. And yeah, Makyogi, you got it sorted, mate. Thank you, Nicola. That again has just blown me away by this music. And it just brings up a whole lot of energies as well about love is all you need. Everything is about love, sharing the love, being the love, giving the love.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's a huge responsibility, but it's a responsibility I'll happily take on my shoulders any time.
Me too.
Absolutely. There's no room for hate in my world. It's if you don't like me, just carry on. Move on. Move forward. You do you, boo.
Yep.
And yeah, just make space for those who love. And talking about love, how's about sharing a bit of love with a couple of card pulls for our listeners? So I'm going to be using my deck, Peace of Mind. It's an intuitive healing process where my guide helped me download this deck of cards, and I was able to paint the pictures and give the words. And I find they're actually... they're very, very straight to the point. And what I'm asking is, since we're talking about the love, let's go along with our subject and see what's going to come out at the moment, okay? So as I give the cards a bit of a shuffle. What cards are you using today?
My cards are oracle cards called Intuitive Whispers, and they're put out by Maud Hurst.
Oh, wow, yeah. Beautiful. What pictures.
Yeah, I like them because I treat them like chakra colours.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, right, I've played around with cards before now. I know all different cards. And the funny thing is, any card can be turned into a deck. Yeah?
Yeah.
I was playing around with a friend a few years ago. And her son had a deck of Disney cards, yeah? And it's incredible. I was doing readings with Disney cards, yeah? It's all about the intention behind.
That's right.
Have we got any more to go with that one? Are you sharing any more? That one, okay. Oh, there's two. Okay, so the first card that's been pulled out for me is the contract, and this card is this decepts the moment before the tower crumbles, when everything is hunky-dory and you think that life is perfect and you're just looking at that beautiful sweet picture, okay, and then one day something happens and that tower starts to crumble and is completely out of the blue and unexpected. And you know what? It's okay, because when we decide to make a contract of some sort, whether it's a job contract, it could be a marriage, it could be anything at all, this contract, it's never, ever set in stone. It's never an absolute, okay? When you sign this contract, you are not you're not stuck with it for the rest of your life. At any point in time, that contract can be renegotiated. Or it could be just ripped up in the middle of pieces. But you're never stuck. If there's any point in time that things stop working out the way you thought they're going to do, it's okay to move on and find something new, write a new contract. And the other cards that flew out, these flew out together, and one is called Winter's Wisdom and two is Trust. And this card is asking you to, sometimes you need to just step back and have a good think. Or just spend some time in hermit mode. Pull out that sweater that you've been trying to knit for the last 10 years. You know, it's already on the needles and the wool is there. You just stuffed it in the cupboard because life got busy and you forgot about it. So when it's time to hibernate and just to take your own thoughts into process, just go within and trust that the information that you were getting is correct. Excuse me. Just remember that the information that's given is given from spirit with love. And as long as you trust yourself to receive that information, all will be well.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Over to you.
So we got first out, vulnerability is power.
Yep.
And we've got the lioness with her wee cub and lots of violet flowers and violet sky, and also a violet portal. And I kind of feel third eye here coming up into the crown, you know, that channel coming down.
Yeah.
And just the empowerment that comes from the vulnerability. It's not always easy to be that, but when you allow yourself to be vulnerable, yeah, there's gold.
Mm. Yeah, clutching the cards again.
Yeah.
I love how everything just connects.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful card.
And the second one is called Your Body is Like a Book. And it's lots of blue and green. So I always think throat chakra for the blue and heart chakra with the green. Nature, lots of nature, butterflies. There's like an Akashic Record book.
Yeah, yeah.
All the history and the wisdom of the owl overseeing the whole lot. Merkaba. Yeah, just again that empowerment to lean in to nature and lean into your Akashic Record.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you say?
I tell you what I'm thinking about that card, Your Body is Like a Book, because I completely 100% resonate with that. Being a body worker, I work with a lot of bodies.
Yeah.
And when somebody comes in with me, I work on the spiritual and the physical, because this meat machine, yeah, it's just a bunch of levers and pulleys and all that kind of stuff, okay? So I'm a mechanic for the physical, yeah?
Yeah.
But when somebody comes in with a physical injury, I can also understand the spiritual reasoning behind it. So, for example, if somebody comes in with a sore neck, okay, and I can turn it to the left, okay, but I can't turn it to the right, yeah? Now, logically, that spiritually means that I'm having problems looking into the future, because for me, left is the past, right is the future, okay? So if you can look back, but you can't look forward, there's a spiritual connection there, yeah?
Mm.
And, yeah, lots of different... Just thinking in that way, your body literally is a book.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah?
Mm.
It really is a book. In fact, it's the instruction manual.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. The answers are in you.
Yeah, mm. Everything is within.
Yeah.
So I love that. I love that, absolutely.
Mm.
And when you are, you know, pain and suffering, ugh, you can use that in a negative sense. Or you can use it in a positive sense. Mm. Because we don't have to learn to live with pain. There's always an answer around it. So for a physical therapist, you just got to figure out which muscle is causing the problem.
Mm.
For a spiritual therapist, same thing. Which muscle is causing the problem? Which is triggering? Yes. Which is holding you back?
Yep.
So working that out... When you can work with the body and the soul, that's when true healing happens.
Yeah. And I think coming in tune to actually listen to symptoms, because they tell a story.
Oh, absolutely.
And if we don't listen, they might lay us right out.
Yeah, yeah. You know? So. I mean, you got the, you know, what do they say? Oh, my grumpy husband, he'll never go to the doctor. He'll always brush it off. Oh, I'm all right, until he's not. And then it's too far.
That's right.
Catch it in the beginning, catch it early, because prevention is always better than the cure.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
And this beautiful card as well. I love that, you know, there's the saying, never be afraid to be who you are, because you never know who's watching you and who's taking that as encouragement, yeah? Don't be afraid to walk out of the shadows into the light, because when you turn around and look behind, you'll see who's actually who you're leading and who's following. Because sometimes they just need somebody to show them what to do. Vulnerability is power.
Yeah.
Because if you can do it, well, hey, maybe I can too.
Yeah.
I love that. Thank you. If you'd like a private reading, you can find me on Facebook at Love Caris. Or lovecaris.com. I will tell you that my website is going to be updated soon. I just gotta talk to my spirit guides and ask them to give me the information, because the brain fog has hit hard lately. But I will be getting onto it. But you can always contact me through there, lovecaris.com, or on my Facebook page. And I will connect next tour. It'll all be sorted.
Thank you.
Excellent. And shall we tie that one up with another song?
Yes. This song is a new one that's come into my field. It's about trusting yourself and following your soul's guidance.
Yep.
And being at peace with who you truly be.
Oh, yeah.
And it's called Gypsy Soul by the Emmett Sisters.
Cool.
Tells the wind all her secrets. They blow out to sea, wash up on beaches. Then the water knows her truths. And when the moon lights up her face, her freckles mirror the stars in space. And she knows where she came from. Bravely climbs her greatest mountains, walks 1,000 miles, but who's counting? Then one day she sees how far she's come. She knows she's never alone, for in her body she's found home, and the freedom is so got a gypsy soul that was meant to roam, and she follows where it tells her to go. She falls in love with love. She sees the world from above, and this moment is the only time she knows. She leaves away stillness in the moon. truth behind the lies. Fear wears such a great disguise, but it is love that wins the game. So she bets it all for love, doubles her fortune, buys a new pair of gloves, so she can sleep under the stars. She's got a gypsy soul.
You know what the best part of my job is? Finding new songs. I've always been the kind of person that is gifted music. Yeah, I've never gone out of my way to look for music. I just hear a song on the radio and I'm like, oh, I like that. And then I'll search up the artist, or more commonly, one of my friends will say, Ceres, I hear this. And I thought of you. And they used to burn a CD or something for me, you know? And I'd play that song and I'd play the album and I'd love it. That's how I felt. Katie Turnstile, she's one of my favourite artists. I'm hoping to go and see her in Wellington in May, I think it is. And yeah, she's one of my favourite artists, and that how that one started. I just absolutely love Katie Turnstile. So thank you very much for introducing me to another favourite artist of mine. That's awesome.
Thanks. Yeah, I must admit I've picked up a few off your podcast myself.
Yeah, excellent. Just
new songs, and I'm like, oh yeah,
yeah,
good
yeah.
message. So
absolutely,
they are the ones we should play.
And what I don't know if you're aware, but the other thing I'm doing is all the music that's being gifted to me, I'm putting on a Spotify playlist.
Ooh.
So if you've got Spotify, you can go and search for Love Ceres. And you'll find the Spotify playlist.
Lovely.
And all these songs, every time I get a new gifts, I'll be adding these songs to the Spotify playlist. And yeah, you can play away and they just all randomize or come in flow, whatever it is. But I just love the fact that all this new music is being gifted to me. Because music just makes me happy. I love a song that I can sing to.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah? I mean, I've grown up on heavy metal. I've always had the, you know, the boyfriends had the long hair and the lipstick, you know. I remember having a boyfriend and I used to borrow his eyeliner, you know. And there's just been something about heavy metal, but not too heavy. I don't like the... Because if I can't hear it, I can't sing to it.
Yeah.
I mean, my love songs have been Bon Jovi and all that kind of stuff. So that's my, I love them. But the ballads and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So cool. There you go. Sign up that to playlist, yep, and cool. you'll get all these songs as well.
Cool.
So I've talked a lot about me and where you can find me. So Love Keres, just in case you didn't know. So where can we find you then, Nicola? Can you tell us where's the best way to get to work with you? So somebody out there is listening to this and saying, I love that woman. I have to be connected with that woman. How's the best way for people to connect?
Well, I do have a Facebook page.
Yeah.
Naturally Balanced is the name for both my Reiki and my products that are available. And that's Messenger on there, and my phone number's on there. And I'm based in Waitara. I hire a little space inside Elemental Alchemy,
okay,
which is a yoga studio and healing space. So that's directly opposite Binin.
Yeah.
Next door to the hairdressers. So I can see you there. And we go upstairs. If you're not mobile, I can set up downstairs. And the animals come as well. They've been coming. So we just put up screens at the front of the space so that there's a little cordoned off area and they have their healing there.
Oh, so if your pet has got a few problems and they need to be assessed, you can bring your fur baby in and have some treatment as well.
Yep. So far I've just seen dogs,
yes,
different breeds of dogs, but they go really well with Reiki.
Really
They just accept it so well,
and they
leave relaxed and chilled, and they behave beautifully. I've had real gentlemen's come in, they just allow. I have a mat and blankets and all the things. So if they've got emotional stuff or behavioural stuff, if they're not well, sort of looked into all those areas lately. I also can work distance.
Yes.
So that's a slightly it's cheaper for me to work distance, and we just arrange a time. So you still have a session time, and usually good to be relaxed. Sitting or lying so that you're able to receive.
And that's what I love about energy. Time, distance doesn't make a difference as long as you connect.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like when I FaceTime my friends back in Wales. They are talking to me and they're like, oh my God, Kat, I can't believe it's morning with you and it's nighttime with me. How does that work? It's like, it doesn't matter because energy is energy.
Yeah.
I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah. And you're right, it just flows however the person chooses to do it. It just always flows and what's meant for that person comes. And
as long as you've got an open mind.
Yes. Yep.
That's the only ingredient that's needed.
Yeah.
Cool.
So I have my products in the space available for purchase there. Or I do, like you, the wellness fairs in Inglewood, and I do the spiritual and craft fair in Stratford.
Yep.
Occasionally Bell Block Market. Yep. I haven't been doing as many of those ones lately, but otherwise you just contact me on Facebook and I post, my stuff can be posted.
And don't forget that if anybody wants to learn Reiki, you've got a workshop on Saturday on the 8th of November, so get in quick because the spaces are filling up fast.
And that'll be my last offering in the teaching realm for this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we get into that busy time before Christmas.
Oh, yes. The silly season.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Right, and with that, I think we're going to wrap this up. Thank you so much for coming to chat with me. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I tell you what, I don't know if you can hear, but my throat chakra is saying, no more! I've got the beautiful, sexy, husky, Bonnie Tyler Welsh accent going on now. Could be worse. Could be Ozzy Osbourne. Sharon! So, yeah, we're going to wrap it up and say, have an amazing day, and I hope you've all share the love and pass on. And, yeah, have an amazing day. Love you lots.
Thank you, Kira.
You're very welcome. Maybe we'll see you again sometime, or hear you, one or the other. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.